Billionaire miner Clive Palmer has angrily lashed out at the Liberal Party's Federal Council, describing it as a Stalinist operation. The party's supreme policy-making body overwhelmingly rejected three motions put to it last night by its Queensland LNP branch to ban party office holders from working as paid lobbyists or journalists. Mr. Palmer says he believes paid lobbyists on the party's executive expose the Liberal Party to accusations of favours for positive policy outcomes. The mining magnate didn't speak to the motion last night. He wasn't there because he thought it would be discussed today. From Melbourne, Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane reports.
With the carbon tax starting tomorrow, the council meeting was shaping up as the final rallying cry against the new impost.
From Sunday, Labor hangs an anvil around Australians' necks.
But Clive crashed the party after it overwhelmingly rejected three resolutions from the Queensland branch to ban paid lobbyists and journalists from holding office-bearer positions within the party. Mr. Palmer wasn't at the meeting for the debate as he believed it was going to be discussed today, so it was left to the Queensland LNP President Bruce McIver to prosecute the case for a ban.
We have the Fitzgerald Inquiry of some 20-odd years ago, and we've only just started to recover from it. We've had Labor in Queensland who also have led us down this path.
Senators Arthur Sinodinos and Eric Abetz.
May I make the point that this... The Liberal Party of 2012 is not the National Party of the 1980s. It is not the Labor Party of 2012. This is not the way to deal with these ancient quarrels in this place where we are sending a message of unity and hope to the Australian people on the eve of carbon tax weekend. Thank you.
If we go back to the National Party experience in Queensland, which we're asked to reflect upon, I do not recall that those that actually went to jail were journalists or lobbyists. They were of a different profession.
Mr. Abbott and Mr. Palmer had a heated discussion about it last week, and last night only the Queensland delegation voted for it.
I declare that motion lost.
The party's federal president, Alan Stockdale.
I want to say that I think it is important that if we have issues within the party about the party, they should be debated within the party.
When you look at this issue, it's sort of like asking the undertaker to be the surgeon. I think there's a bit of a conflict of interest.
Mr. Palmer arrived at the meeting just in time to hear the result.
The resolutions look more like motherhood, tick this box and everything will be fine and hallelujah. This looks like a Stalinist operation, really, where everyone gets up and hails the party leader. And, you know, when I was a kid at school in grade 2 and 3, I wasn't very good at following the leader, but never I could probably always try to learn that and how to kowtow. It's very difficult for me.
He was asked why he thought the council voted against it.
Self-interest. You've got to say how many lobbyists are on the executive. That's what you've got to ask yourself. I don't know. I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not registered. All I am is an ordinary member of the Liberal Party bringing a resolution forward that's been passed by my state body. That's all I am. I wanted to bring a resolution. And Mr. Abbott took offence to that.
Mr. Stockdale just appealed to the party to keep debates like this in-house, saying that this kind of public debate could possibly ruin the coalition's chances at the next federal election.
Well, Mr. Stockdale, of course, is someone who's done some lobbying for some overseas corporations in Australia, so I could well see that he wants to keep it quiet. But it's a view of what's good for this country. My loyalty is first to Australia, second to the Liberal Party. That's what it boils down to. We're all Australian citizens. It doesn't matter whether you're a member of the Liberal Party or not. You're entitled to integrity in government.
Mr. Palmer, the LNP's biggest donor, says he still hasn't made his mind up on whether he'll nominate to be the LNP's candidate at the next election to run against the Federal Treasurer.
Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane with that report.